Hi there, Ignacio. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here, and Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any question you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate, being that the business is new this year. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good,
So.
good. So, I'm sure you use Google yourself. You're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up. That's where we all go when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. We know there's going to be local businesses that we can call directly. So that's what would happen for you. Your potential customers do not need to know the name of your company, which being that it's brand new, that's important. You'll get those calls directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down that lead. You'll just get those calls. Now, there's no website currently for Carmona Demolition Concrete?
At the moment, no. We're still trying to work on getting that set up.
That's okay. A website's important, but the most important thing about it is that people will see it. And since most consumers do not go past the first page when they're doing that search, our job would be to put you where people will see you. And we can do a website for you as well. In fact, we want you to be successful with our service. We offer it on a month-to-month basis. So our job is to keep your phone ringing, not just to put you on that first page. I'd actually want to include a website for you at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, and backlink it to Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. You'll have almost 70 destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google. It's what the search engines search for. And that content, talking about your services and service area, means that when people in this area do a search, you'll pop up. Menifee, Temecula, Moreno Valley. I mean, it looks like you might go as far as Riverside or South Orange County. So we're going to make sure that we're promoting your business where you want to be found and get those calls coming directly to you. Like I said, the website's included, and for the service itself, you qualify for reduced pricing because you have a very young company there. Our new business rate is actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it is a savings that will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It is a month-to-month service. That being said, it's a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up, and it is exactly $199.00. So for a dollar less than $200 a month, you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing, and the calls come to you. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for the business? Get more direct phone calls?
Let's see. So the service would provide a listing on the first page. You said you would help with
a website.
And $199 a month, and it's month to month. So
it is
for
correct.
So for example, the month of December coming up is a very slow month.
Sure.
So I would pay this month and then say, hey, I want to cut the service
pause
for
it.
December.
You can pause it, yeah. You can pause it seasonally. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. It is month to month, so you can definitely pause the service when things get slow. Businesses on the first page, though, they don't really see that much of a slow season. You can pause it, but, when you're on that first page, you'll still get phone calls. We don't take your listing down if it's paused. We don't charge you for that month, but we also don't take your listing down. Of course, we don't get in there and update and optimize and do blog posts and things like that. We don't do that if it's on a temporary suspension. But your placement won't fall off the first page overnight. It would take a long time, a couple of months, for your placement to slowly fall off of that first page if we're not in there updating and optimizing that. So if you're on pause for a month or so, you're not really going to see that much of a decrease, really, in the opportunities that you would have. I mean, obviously, you'd be pausing it because not too many people are looking for your services in the month of December. But yeah, I mean, we would get it up now. It takes about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. It takes about that same amount of time for us to create that content, get your pin verified. It takes about 5 days. And then, you know, Google indexes the content that we create so people can start finding your company when they're searching for someone who provides those services.
Mm-hmm.
So being that it is on a month-to-month basis, no contract, you can stop at any time, you can pause it as much as you need to. I mean, is that something you would want for the business?
Yeah, I think this would be a good benefit. Especially since I do the website.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Every new customer that finds you online, though, can be someone who would recommend you to somebody else or use your services again down the road. Now, it is Carmona Demolition Concrete and Grading, right? That's how the business is branded. The name of the company?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Ignacio, is the phone number that we are speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
This is my primary number, so yes.
Okay. Good. Perfect. Is it a smartphone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, most of the time, you will simply get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll get those calls directly to you. Now, the website that we'll build, though, it's going to have a contact form. So, you know, maybe it's too late to call you. People just want to put in their information, tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they hope you can come out. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that same flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. But anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically for people to see right there on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would see it. It would, though, be still attached to that contact form, so you can get those requests by email. Ignacio, what is a good email address either for you or for the company?
So for the business, it's CA, like California.
Mm-hmm.
M-O-N-A, Mona, D-C-G, so, @gmail.com.
And you said C-A, and then was it M like Mary or N like Nancy?
M like Mary.
So C-A, Mona, D-C-D, and that's at Gmail. Yeah,
D-C-G.
David
D
Charles
dog.
David, right? Okay.
C as in cat, G as in giraffe.
Oh, giraffe, G, G-C-G, gotcha. D's and G's and sometimes T's and P's, it's crazy. They all sound the same over the phone anyway, just a little bit of background noise. So gmail.com, and then what is your last name?
Same as the company, Carmona.
Carmona, I never do want to assume, but yeah, that makes sense. And then, I wanted to ask you because I see a physical address in Menifee, 25790 Northwinds Drive. Now, you're service-based, though, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. That's not like a showroom or a physical location. There's no address. I mean, it's a physical location, but not one you would want us to promote online, right? There's no address for us to promote for the business?
No, it's completely service-based, as you've explained. The address listed is, like, for mail.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah, you can receive your mail there, but obviously you don't receive customers there. So if you don't see or if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to accurately promote your business, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about the business. If you would want, for example, for the business to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do right now is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us, as it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the rate, that it's a fixed rate, that we're including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, Mr. Carmona, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. I do have one question.
Sure.
Before we go.
Sure,
so,
of course.
After the follow-up call,
mm-hmm.
when would I expect to have to do the payment, you know, like to renew it after I pause? Can I restart it at the start of the month? Do I have to restart it at the end
of
the month?
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that. You can, I mean, it is the first of the month now anyway, so your billing date would be the first, which is convenient for you. But yeah, I mean, you can pause it at any time. And of course, it really doesn't matter what day of the month that you call to pause the service. If you want to pause it immediately, or if you say, I want to pause it starting next week, or I want to pause it on the first of the month, your billing is set to bill at this point on the first, being that today is the first, and it bills on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. I wanted to be sure.
Yeah, no, of course, absolutely.
With bills being in the middle of the month, and then it's like, ah, shit, I hope I paid this one.
Well, it's, you know, and the voice verification covers it. We're closed on the weekend, so we ask that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date, and if you do, then we can prevent charges to your next month of service. Now, like I said, you can ask me any questions during the voice verification or even after it, but it is pretty straightforward, but it does answer a lot of those types of questions. I don't mind repeating myself, but, you know.
All right.
So if you have any questions during the voice verification or after, please let me know. But I do have that set up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Ignacio. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Okay, the name of my business is Carmona Demolition Concrete and Grading.
Perfect. And between the concrete and grading, that is the actual word AND spelled out, right? And not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word?
It is the full word, correct.
It is the full word. Gotcha. Perfect. And then, Mr. Carmona, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. I am Ignacio Carmona. I am sole proprietor of the business.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Carmona, as the sole proprietor of Carmona Demolition, Concrete, and Grading, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for the company. And then, Ignacio, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. Now, Mr. Carmona, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ignacio, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course.
provide the service, so I will.
Yeah, you know, it's our job to get your phone ringing, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. It's always a little bit of a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not set up. Of course, it's a concern not because I have to call them back. I will, of course, that's my client. But, you know, I know if I was a customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I would probably just try to call somebody else. So, and we don't want you to lose opportunities. And like you said, it's your job to provide that service. So as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Carmona, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business online. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online remains accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might create content for your business online, Ignacio, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Carmona, that's fair enough, right?
We'll do
what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create the website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just important to let us know so we can make sure that your business information is always consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, of course, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service and that fixed rate of $199, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term will be charged today, the 1st of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Now, that $199 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Carmona, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, the landing page is included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month at that same exact reduced rate of just $199. And again, that rate will never go up. Now, we do offer our services at will, completely month-to-month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether, or you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service during the slow season. You can certainly do that by simply contacting our client support team. And again, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And again, that's because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Carmona, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand, and I'm in agreement with them, yes.
Okay, perfect. And that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Ignacio, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It would be on a Visa card.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
So on my card, it appears as both. So
okay.
My personal name are both there.
And no middle initial, just first and last for your name?
Just first and last, that's correct.
All right, perfect. And then, Ignacio, you said that was a Visa card. Should start with a 4, they all do. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, so if you're right, it starts with 4, and I'll tell you the number right now. So it is 4815 8800.
Okay.
333, that's 333.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Okay.
2905.
All right, perfect. And then the expiration month and year?
That would be July 2027.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
The last three digits of the previous number or the code?
Oh, yeah, the code on the back.
397.
So I've got 397, 397 on the back, and then 07 or July of 2027, the expiration date. And then was the card itself 48 15 88 00 33 39 29 05?
Correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 25790 North Winds Drive, 92585?
Yeah, that's the correct billing address.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive from our automated system a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, as well as an email address. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let's see, I got something to write with. Give me one second. Let me grab the paper.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, let me just label this local splash marketing.
Right, this is for client support.
Okay.
And then the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And, Mr. Carmona, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. That is Pacific. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Like I said, the call takes about 25, 30 minutes. We do schedule by the hour, though. I think it might be a little short notice to get you in at 9 o'clock. Let's see, we're a little booked out towards the end of the day, but 10 o'clock would work. If you're available at 10, the call would get to you at some point in that hour and take about 25, 30 minutes. Get you off the phone before 11, though. Would that 10 o'clock hour work out for you?
And that would be for today, right? Or
that would be for today. If today works. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. You can even be working as long as you can carry on a conversation.
Okay. So 10 o'clock will be fine.
Okay, perfect. So it will be scheduled from 10 until 11. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window for that half hour phone call. If I'm available, when the client interview technician alerts me that they are ready, I'll be the one to initiate that call and then introduce you to your client interview technician. But it does come with short notice, and I'm sometimes on the phone. So if I am on the phone when they're ready to make that call in that 10 o'clock hour, they will simply call you directly. And I think, yeah, there's still enough time at 9 o'clock, an hour prior, our automated system. We'll send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled in that 10 o'clock hour. And then I'm also going to send you in just a minute here a calendar invite. It's going to your email address. It's really more for your records. It's going to say local splash CI ENG, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It really is more for your records. Like I said, you do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Now, Mr. Carmona, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I got both of those now.
Okay, so if you open up the text, it goes where we want it to go. If you open up the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it's in the body of the email that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which I believe is where the text message automatically opens up. But talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Carmona, is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, we're going to optimize your Google listing. We'll also mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will be using Bing instead of Google, but we want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. Like I said, we'll include that as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so just the space between the first and last. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Now, Mr. Carmona, that actually does a few things. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've included the website for you, that we've reduced the cost of the service. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you're going to know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, let me get this, and then... All right, I see the screen for username and password now.
Okay, so I can give you the username. You don't have to worry about the password just yet. In fact, the only reason you're receiving that now, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to track your account. Your automated system here thinks that both your account is active, that your tracking system is active, and that you're trying to access it. At this point, neither is true, but in the next couple of days after we do the client interview, once there is information to be tracked, you'll get the username and the password emailed and texted out to you. I can, though, give you the username there. You'll get a default password that you can change if you like, but the username is already assigned, and it cannot be changed, but it is easy to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the 951-374-2533. That will always be the username on the account here. And in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing, and that makes it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. Of course, when they do the client interview in this next hour, they will give you the photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com email address, and you can email the photos to directly if you like. The support email is the catch-all for anything and everything related to your account. You can certainly send everything there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Now, just in case I'm not available when that client interview technician is ready for your call, this is for your protection. I'm going to set up a security question and answer here. Anyone who calls affiliated with Local Splash will know unprompted, of course, my name, which is Paul Gordon, but also the security question and the answer. And also that way, if anyone calls and tells us they're associated with your business, they would also need to know that information for us to even talk to them. Now, your choices are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. which of those would you want for your security question?
Either born in or first pet's name. Let's use the pet's name.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Okay, the answer for this, I probably need to spell it because it was in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
His name was Mancha, so that's M-A-N, like man, C-H-A-S.
Manchas, M-A-N-C-H-A-S. Okay. I do have to type it in twice. All right. You're all set and all squared away. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and running for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. If I am available when this client interview technician is ready for you, like I said, I'll call you and then introduce you to your technician. If I'm on the phone, they'll simply call you directly, but they're all very efficient. And like I said, that call is only going to take about 25 or 30 minutes. But other than that, if I don't speak with you later on, you have a wonderful rest of the day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot, Ignacio. You take care, sir.
All right. Have a good rest of the morning. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you very much, Mr. Carmona. Take care. Bye-bye.